A reading from the Gospel according to John. Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Lest I see the holes that the nails made in his hands, I can put my finger into the holes they made, lest I can put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas. "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, I was in Glasgow in my own parish, my family parish, and it was the second Sunday of Easter, and I was celebrating with the parish priest. Second Sunday of Easter contains the Gospel of Thomas. That's the Gospel of John we heard just now, referring to Thomas. And being the second Sunday, the Paschal candle is meant to be lit. As we got on to the sanctuary, though, the parish priest said, "That candle's not lit." "Yes, it is," I said. He says, "I don't think so." I said, "I don't think the candle's lit." Well, like a good Dominican, I'm always eager to use the scripture for the ordinary things of life, so I said to him, "If you have your doubts, put your finger in it." He declined my kind offer. There's something very similar to Thomas here. It doesn't say in the Gospel that he did touch, that he did do what Christ said to him, that he did put his hand in his side. And it's really quite hard to imagine that he would have done. He now believes. And touching the risen Christ is like touching a flame in a candle. He'd rather not do it. He believes. And because he doesn't touch, he doesn't need to touch. What he says earlier on is, "I will not believe," which in fact is wrong, because he does believe. And Christ himself says to him, not doubt no longer, but be believing rather than unbelieving. In the original text, it's adjectives, it's descriptions of what Thomas is to be. Of course, Thomas believes, he sees the risen Christ. But he had ample reason to believe. More than us, really. Christ had predicted his resurrection. The apostles said they'd seen him. What's Thomas going to say? That they're all hallucinating? They've all gone mad? He has reason to believe. But not believing doesn't mean to say that he doesn't really have any sense that the Christ might indeed have risen, that Jesus has been appearing to the apostles. Because unbelief isn't quite like that, unbelief for Christians. It's often said that belief is something that has no reason, but in fact it's not possible to believe without a reason, any more than it's possible to act without a cause, or to have knowledge which isn't knowledge of something. It's not possible, it just can't be done. Not that I deny that Christians or any other believer believes without a cause. I'm saying it just can't be done. It's just irrational to suggest it ever could be that way. We always have reasons. We always have causes for whatever we do. But Thomas's belief is unbelief too, because it's not filling his life. Just as we believe in God, we believe in simple propositions like God is good. It doesn't shape our life. It doesn't affect how we live. That's the sort of unbelief we can be prone to. We have our reasons to believe, but we don't have a belief itself as a cause for life to make us what we should be. Thomas hasn't become what his belief should shape him to become. And it doesn't say whether he reaches out or touches, but I really don't think he would have done. didn't need to. It would have been a bit almost doubting to touch. There's no need to touch. Christ is risen. Jesus is there. We too don't need to touch. We don't need that sort of evidence. We need the belief we have to be alive in us. Belief grows by shaping our lives, by in fact making us alive. What Thomas hasn't become. He hasn't become a living, believing person. Earlier on he said, let us go to Jerusalem and there let us die with him. Thomas himself doesn't accept life, the risen life of the risen Christ. So, be believing. Whatever belief you have, whatever faith you have, is a gift from God. But whether we let that faith be alive in ourselves, well, that's our choice. It's up to us. Be believing, not unbelieving.